It's time once again for Open Court Player Edition as we sit down for a conversation with one of the Fairfield Stags. I'm Bob Huesler, joined by my broadcast partner of 19 years, the former Fairfield great, the Hall of Famer Joe DeSantis. It's our pleasure to welcome for the first time this season one of the five true freshmen on this Fairfield team as we say hello to Brandon Benjamin. He is the reigning MAC Rookie of the Week, 18 points, 10 rebounds in his college debut, quite the start in that opener at Penn State. And that was followed by another near double-double, 12 points, 9 rebounds in the Stags' resounding win at NJIT. So quite a start to your career here at Fairfield, Brandon. Congratulations on that. And I'm wondering if it's all caught you by surprise how right out of the chute your name MAC Rookie of the Week. Could you have envisioned this kind of a start to your Fairfield career?
Honestly, I didn't even think of it really, because I have friends on the MAC that are freshmen too, and I've been seeing them playing well, so I didn't really think my name was going to be called until I got tagged on Instagram, and I was like, oh my God.
So it did catch you a little bit by surprise.
Yeah, it caught me by surprise a lot.
You said friends in the MAC, mm-hmm. who you've been keeping an eye on early. Mm-hmm. Who are some of those friends that you have now in the league with you?
One was at NJIT, Malachi, also Quinnipiac, Keith McKnight. He had 19 his first game.
Okay.
So he was doing nice as well.
Okay. Has any of this been intimidating for you early on?
Honestly, no. Because, mm-hmm. When I get on the court, I just want to have fun, mm-hmm. really. So, I'd be so excited to play.
Yeah. Well, you've made it look, I'm not going to say made it look easy. You're doing some hard work out there. But so far, the numbers speak for themselves. Let's get into your journey. You told us before we started rolling on this interview that everybody refers to you as being from Newark, but you're actually, you told us, an East Orange, New Jersey kid who eventually moved to Newark. But it's been quite the journey for you because you end up at Fairfield after a year in Connecticut at St. Thomas More. Talk about the trail that you have blazed on your way here to Fairfield, Connecticut.
Well, started from freshman year. I didn't really play that much, but Fairfield was still contacting me. And then it got to my sophomore year. I really had a breakout year. Then I got the offer, and I was taking a lot of unofficial visits. And then moving on to junior year, I got more buzz around my name. And then I transferred senior year, went to Link. And then after Link Academy, I wasn't really in contact with Fairfield that much until I went back to St. Thomas More in Connecticut. And then that's where, the connection really stuck, really, because Todd, he's from Bergen. He's an alum there as well. He graduated there. And, when I was at Bergen, me and Todd already had a connection. So, he was, one of the main reasons that I really got here, because, I'm cool with him. And then Coach Casey, it's a great guy. So that's another reason. And from my unofficial visits, I was already looking at the campus. So, I already knew what the campus looked like, and also the ins and outs. So I knew this was a great decision until I just took everything day by day, really. I didn't really worry about college until it actually came to a time. And so when I finished my last journey at St. Thomas More, and who was it? It was Todd and Coach Scott. They would come to my practice every other day. And then one time Casey pulled up. And it was I think it was almost everybody. I think we were missing Chuck and Bobby. That was the only people we were missing. It was the whole staff was there. And so I got to see them. Then we talked for a little. Then later into my decision making, I called Todd late night. And I was I'm coming to Fairfield. Oh. And he was nah, you're trolling. There's no way. I'm so serious. And he was I'm not even with Casey right now. I can't even tell Casey. I was don't worry. I'm gonna speak to Casey tomorrow. And so what was it? I was about to have practice. Well, really, really just pickup. I was about to have pickup. Todd called me and he was yo, no fun and games. I got him with me right now. I was my heart was racing. I was all right, I got you. On the phone with Coach Casey, I'm Coach Casey, coming to Fairfield, I'm committing. He was no way. He was, oh my God. It was an amazing moment.
So hold on. Bob and I are sitting here. We're watching you almost average a double-double against some big-time teams. You're totally enamored and, overtaken by the fact that Fairfield's interested in you. And I'm a Fairfield grad. I coached here, and now I broadcast. I know how beautiful this place is. You had other schools recruiting you, right?
Yeah. at Quinnipiac. I had UMass, I had Towson, I had Fordham. Pitt gave me offer like late.
But yet you were blown away by Fairfield.
Yeah, I mean, other schools offered me, but like they weren't like really on me because like they see what I can do, but it wasn't like I wasn't getting a call. I just knew it was an offer. I didn't really feel like it was no family into it until like Fairfield was calling me every day. I was speaking to Taj almost every 3 days. And me and him were locked in, and I was in a day or two. No, actually, I was on a UMass visit, and like I was just like comparing, contrasting, and I was like, I like Fairfield way more than this. It just didn't feel right because like I'm so used to being over there, so I'm like, might as well become a Stag.
Sounds like the relationship with Taj is one of the keys to this relationship with Fairfield coming to fruition. How far back do you go with Taj? Obviously, you weren't together at Bergen Catholic, but where was that initial connection?
Sophomore year, Bergen, we won the state. Seen Taj from time to time. He actually worked out there sometimes when I seen him. And then it was my junior year. We lost to, I think, Bosco, and I think in like counties in the championship. And day after, Taj came up to the locker room before practice and just like gave everybody a talk. And then like he looked at me and he was like, I expected so much better. I was like, you're supposed to be a dog. And I was just like, wow.
Really?
I was just like, wow.
Really?
I was like, wow.
Normally it's like somebody in that situation comes in and says, hey guys, you know, it's a tough one. You'll go next time. He took the opposite tack.
Yeah. Huh? Then we played Bosco semifinals. Let them up. Oof. And we beat them at Bosco. Apparently that haven't been done in years.
Yeah.
So that was it.
You mentioned Bergen Catholic now many times. Declan Wooker Fennick, Bergen Catholic kid as well. Yeah, talk about that relationship because how long were you guys teammates? And
we were teammates for two years. I met Declan my sophomore year. He was a freshman. Basically, it was a connection because like you know we play basketball. We're both tall. But then, like, it really became more of a connection my junior year. He started playing with us more. And then, like, I got to see him play. And I was like, we low-key play similar. We just do different stuff, like, little by little. But it was, like, it was really good friendship.
And now that you're here at Fairfield, how do you get you guys hang together?
Yeah, we hang out a lot. Like, probably almost every day. That's my guy.
Yeah. Who would be your mentors if we were to use that terminology here at Fairfield? Who are the guys who have kind of taken you under their wing?
Ooh, I'd probably say Braden Sparks, Deuce, and Luke Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Taj and Coach Scott and Coach Breaker. Like, they look out for me a lot.
Yeah, you named the three captains there. I guess we understand why those three Fairfield players are captains.
It was like one day after practice, Deuce texted me like, I think like 7:00 p.m. And he was showing me some clip of practice and he was just telling me like, do that next time. And it'll be like a better outcome. And I was like, wow, I was not even expecting a text. So I was like, yeah.
What has been the curve for you as far as going from, high school, prep school, and now at Fairfield? What are some of the things that you've learned about your game that you say, here at this level, but I can take it to that level and are working on those particular things?
I would say when I went to Link Academy, that was like a reality check for me. Like I got to see talent from everywhere, like from Cooper Flagg, Derek Queen, VJ Edgecombe, like even my own teammates, Trey Johnson, LeBaron Filon. Like I got to see like levels where I was like, wow, like there's like really levels to like certain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it really showed me, like, I really got to, like, work on my craft more. And then, like, when I got to St. Thomas, I thought it was, like, more easier because, like, I already faced, like, high-level talent. So it was, like, I got better facing them. So, like, when I got to St. Thomas, I got to use that against different people. And, like, I got to see that I got way better and also showed me that, like, stuff I need to work on more.
We're familiar with your time at St. Thomas more and, of course, Bergen Catholic. I'm not as familiar with Lincoln Academy. Where does that come into your story chronologically? Where is it? And you talk about the teammates you had at Lincoln Academy. What's that story?
It was like bet on me type of decision. It was like after junior year, it was St. Thomas or Link. Elliot Cadeau, he called me. I was like, when he was at Brigham, I was one of my closest friends. And he called me, him and his mom. And his mom was like, Lincoln Academy wants you to play for them. And I was like, what are you talking about? Then I got on a Zoom call. And then it was the whole coaching staff. And it was me and my dad. And we were just talking to them. I was like, there's no way right now. And it was like so serious. And it was like, we'll give you a couple of days to think about it. Cause like, it was just like, it came out of nowhere. It was like, cause like I was already set to go to St. Thomas. Like I posted on Instagram. It was like everywhere. And then I gave it a decision. I was like, I'll go to Link. I got there. It was like Branson, Missouri. It was in the Ozarks. So it's like, yeah, it's really like in the summer, it's really like a whole camp. Like it's huge. So like, it's really nice. So when we got there, it was like already a prep team there as well. So, like, we were sharing gyms from time to time. But, like, the campus was nice. The food was nice as well. The gym was open 24/7. Like, I would wake up and work out with the coaches at, like, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, it was a nice experience. It was really, I would say, really a pro level. Because, like, we were traveling back to back. Like, went from the Bahamas. And then after the Bahamas, we went to Chicago. Like, we kept traveling. There was, like, rare times you would actually practice.
Wow. So, That's a true basketball experience. Against, do some name dropping. You gave us some names that were impressive.
God, what's it called?
You said Liam Cooper Flag already.
Yeah, Liam McNeely. Like I played against everybody. Like I played against everybody.
All right. So you said okay. You saw that level. Some of the talent that these guys had. We see you, and you're already passing the eye test as far as your rebounding skills are concerned. How about defensive skills, the offensive game that you might still develop? What are some of the areas of your game that you still think are so to speak, untapped?
I would probably say my ISOing ability. Like when it's just me and the defender, like if somebody's guarding me, I could just really just get to the rim very easily. Like, I don't know. I just look at the rim and I just see a straight line. Mm-hmm. And also with like my shooting ability, I feel like people don't really know that, but I'm a really good shooter as well.
What's your, when you're saying shooter, what kind of range are we talking about?
Like, was it pick and roll, pick and pop? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I really have like a lot of underrated abilities that people really just don't know about.
So when did you pick up a basketball? Were you just a basketball player? Did you play other sports? Who was your favorite player, favorite team growing up? Give us a little bit of background from way back.
I started playing football first.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I was a nice wide receiver.
I was going to guess that.
And I played both sports at the same time. But I was thinking of football for more. And then my grandmother kept making fun of me because she was like, you're so skinny. I don't want people hurting you. And I was like, okay. So I stopped playing football. This was like all in like fifth grade. I started playing both sports at like fourth grade. I stopped playing football after that year. So in fifth grade, my cousin was the reason he passed. He was the reason I got into basketball. It was like a gym right next to our school. I went to school in East Orange Elementary on Bowser. So like right around the corner, it was like a school I think called Costly or something like that. And I got in there. And like, I'm just like, I'm brand new. So I'm just like shooting a ball. I'm just like, this is like, I'm just so interested. And so I think I was like playing like some 5v5. And then so like the kids were just calling me terrible. They're calling me so bad. So I remember that I left. I went home. I was like, I'm never playing basketball again. I was like, I'm never playing again. The next day I come back to school. My cousin was like, yo, come back, please. Like, apparently the coach said if I don't come back then my cousin can't play. So like I was like, okay, I came back. The coach basically sat me down. He was like, I guarantee you from a year or two from now, everybody who's calling you trash is gonna want you on your team. I guarantee it. And then I just listened to everything what he said, and now I'm here.
I've already talked about, and anybody's watched you play, what a great rebounder you are. When did you recognize that was a skill that seems to come naturally? How much of it is natural and how much of it has been a result of the work you've put into it?
When I was playing for the Silverbacks in sixth grade, my coach Joe Jackson, basically he was like, see the ball? He was like, I don't care how you do it, just go get it. And then from there, it's just been like engraved into my brain. Like when I just see the ball, I don't even know how to explain it. I feel like it's just an instinct. Mm-hmm. Like my body, like even when I'm not thinking, like my body would react. And so like I would just see the ball and I would just be like, oh, that's me right there. Like I'm grabbing that.
So now that you are getting used to the system here at Fairfield, what are some of the things that you have had to maybe alter in your game, that whether it's just the discipline involved of playing within this particular program, and also ways that they want you to develop your own game?
Mainly, I would say at St. Thomas, it was a 5-out team. So, like, I could, like, easily get on the perimeter and just, like, do what I have to do and go score. So, like, what this is, like, it's 4-out, 1-in. So, like, I'm getting used to that because I haven't done that in a while. So, like, I'm getting used to that. Also, like, screening more and, like, more often. But, like, I don't even mind. As long as help us win, I'm all for it. And really, really team first player. So that's really a good thing about it. And then also, I would say that it actually shows me that, like, the simple things I do, like, are actually helpful. So it's like when I do, like, a good screen, I might not score, but somebody else will score, and it would give them an open look. Mm-hmm. And, like, that would make me feel better because it was just, like, I don't want to feel like what I'm doing is just for nothing. Mm-hmm. But it actually leads up to something very important.
Yeah. Our good friend Jerry Quinn was your coach at St. Thomas More. Should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
No doubt, right?
Yes, 100%.
Can I don't know if he's going to hear this, but can you do an imitation of him? We have to do it visually, right? We have to see you like rolling up the sleeves. And oof. He's rolling up his sleeves, y'all, people.
Brandon, I said, run back! Oh my God, his face would turn so red.
Yeah.
So red. And then it was like, if Milo's the one like doing it, he would sit down and like cross his legs.
Yeah, he goes. Yeah.
And before he snaps, he'll roll up the sleeves, and you would know.
And let me tell you something. I don't know what you're pursuing here, and I'm going to ask you what your academic. You actually have some theater potential there. Again, more on the podcast, you couldn't see it, but the way you acted that out, the only thing that was missing was the red face. Yeah. What are you interested in studying here at Fairfield?
As of right now, I don't know. I'm undeclared. Aaron was telling me I should be like a communication major because like it's like she does. I don't even know. Let me see how to explain it. Really, I'm really good at speaking to people. Or like
we're learning that right
now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
When people come speak to me, I'm very easy to speak to. Like anytime, really. So like she was really telling me communication because like I'm so easy to get along with anybody. Like and I could always like adapt to any basically any group of people. Like depending on genre or the context, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, like, yeah. There's no doubt. I second that motion. Communications would be definitely a logical thing for you to pursue. What are some of the things you enjoy doing off of the court?
Really going to the levee a lot. I'll be going to the levee with my friends a lot.
Okay.
Or like after practice, we go to the telly, the whole team, and we were just there, like just goofing around and eating. It's a very nice vibe. Like I cherish those moments the most. And also like I made a couple friends on campus from like my FYE events or like from other sports like soccer. So like, yeah.
What are your pregame routines? What are the things you do to get yourself into a game mindset?
Pregame routine, listen to music, listen to NBA YoungBoy before the game. Like on our away trips on the bus, I think I'm the second to last seat on the bus. So like everybody leaves, but like I have my headphones like, oh my God, like it'd be like so loud in my ear. So like when everybody leaves, I'm the last person to leave and I'm like so excited. So like I'm low-key dancing while walking down in the bus and then like I'm dapping up all the coaches. And that's like a routine I do. Every away game, that's what I do.
I like it.
I hope I get this right, but Sparks likes out to lunch. Can you critique them? Is that what he said, out to lunch?
I don't remember.
I'm wrong. All right. You're looking at me quizzically. Yeah, you never heard of out to lunch?
No.
I'd have to look at my notes. All right.
Yeah.
Move on.
Well, Joe may have mangled that. We don't know.
I probably did.
We apologize to Braden here on the podcast. Who are your closest friends besides Declan on this team right now?
Dang, probably all the freshmen. And then Eric, Cam, Isaac, probably everybody on everybody on the team really.
You look like somebody who everybody can get along with, so that's not a surprise.
Yeah, it's generally everybody on the team.
You know, Brandon, a lot of Fairfield fans look at this team, and as we're speaking to you, the team is 1-2. Easily could have been 2-1, but we'll talk to Chris Gacy about that. But they look at this team and see tremendous upside this year. And so do Joe and so do I. But from your perspective, and we know where you're coming from, but tell us why fans should have that feeling about this Fairfield team that the best is yet to come. And I'm talking about this year.
Well, first, if I'm being honest, probably have the best forwards, like freshman-wise on the MAC, me and Declan, literally. Declan's a beast. And second of all, almost everybody on our team could literally do everything. Like before, like I think Braden was telling me before, like they didn't really have like high flyers, but like you got me, Declan, Halon, Isaac, like you can throw lobs. Like you're going to see a lot more excitement this year, I can guarantee. Like we get along a lot, because from the stories I've been hearing, they didn't really get along last year, but this year we get along a lot. And also, like, everybody just brings something to the table. Like, everybody has that one niche that they just do so perfectly, and it impacts the game so well.
Have you sized up the MAC in terms of people you know in this league? Because as just observers, the rosters turn over every year. We don't really know what to expect. But you know some of the players in this league already. What do you think about the MAC, the strength of the MAC, and where Fairfield will fit in?
I think we're going to do really good in the MAC. Also, with strength in numbers, our guard play is immaculate. We have a lot of guards, but at the same time, we have the perfect amount of guards. Each guard do we have? Eric, Halon sometimes, Braden, Cam, and Deuce, and Butta. They literally do a great job as being point guard or shooting guard. They're like Johnny on the spot. They're always there.
Sounds like the coaches have their work cut out for them, because there's a lot of talent, and so the obvious challenge here is to assimilate and bring it all together and get a rotation that clicks. From a player's perspective, which is much different from the coaches, how close do you think it is where everything, the pieces are starting to fall in place?
I think very close. I feel like every day in practice, like there's just a new connection. Like even if, like I would say like there's probably just like a duo, like even on a 5-on-5, like basically it would be like Eric and Isaac, like they could just have that moment where they connect, like they run a play, it could be a pick and roll, and Eric could see Isaac and throw him a lob. Like I've been seeing that a lot when we're on defense and I'm guarding, and basically Isaac would set like a pick and roll and it would be him and Nas, and I've been seeing that like Nas throw Isaac like a lot of lobs, and like before in the summer, that was like never happening. Mm-hmm. So like I just seen that like just get built on its own. So I was just like, this is wonderful. Like we learn something new about each other like every day.
Well, we have already kept you too long, and I have a feeling we're going to have you on again maybe a few more times before the end of this season.
He may host the show.
That's true. But I'm going to say we've kept you too long because of you. You're easy to talk to, and you've been the delight to have on this player edition of the podcast, and I always turn to Joe for his final questions, words, comments, observations.
Yeah, well, having spent a few minutes with you, I think you can handle this. So I'm not going to ask you to close your eyes, but let's go down the path in your future. You're done playing. You've made a lot of money. You come back to Fairfield as a representative, some type of employee in admissions. I want you to sell Fairfield basketball. Introduce yourself. Sell Fairfield basketball and Fairfield University to a prospective recruit. Go.
Well, first, is this a phone call?
Whatever, phone call, you're doing a commercial. Introduce yourself to the audience.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Brandon Benjamin, former alumni from Fairfield. Played all my 4 years. I was close to being a 2,000-point scorer, but that's besides the point now. I'm here to recruit you. We've seen that you have a lot of talent, and also we'd love to see you on the team. We've seen the stuff you do, and we feel like that would be like a perfect game plan for our team, especially since you're a new recruit. I feel like you could be a very big impact. And another thing is, if you're going to play with us, you can win. But if you're going to play with somebody else, you're going to lose.
Well done.
Joe, that was a good setup.
Well done.
And I can say that you saved the best for last there, Brandon, because you just told our fans 4 years and 2,000 points. They love the 4 years. Joe doesn't like the 2,000 points because he scored 1,976 points. So he's not as happy about that. He does not like it when people pass him on the scoring list.
I'm an afterthought now, man. It's not a big deal.
But as I already said, I'm sure we're going to have you again before all is said and done. And hopefully that is as we get into this MAC part of the season and you're starting to light things up in the MAC, which you individually have done already. Congratulations on being named in this first week the MAC Rookie of the Week. I'm sure more great things are to come for you. Thanks very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Brandon Benjamin, who is the MAC Rookie of the Week and getting ready for the Mahoney Classic this weekend at Fairfield. So come on out and watch Brandon and the Stags as they take on Stonehill and Loyola this weekend. As that does it for this edition of Open Court Player Edition, look for our next one to drop sometime around Thanksgiving. So for the Fairfield Hall of Famer Joe DeSantis, I'm Bob Huesler. I want to thank Drew Kingsley for sitting in and engineering this thing here today. As we say so long, and thank you for listening to Open Court.